I would say, first off, leave the churches.
Get out of the churches.
Get in the churches.
Yeah.
Because 100%. We haven't found one biblical church in America.
Did he get a gospel card?
He did. Yeah. You can give him one of yours.
We both have the same message, but it just sounds a little different.
Yeah,
the churches, they weren't ordained by Christ. If you want to follow Christ, you got to follow him, not the churches.
Yeah.
Did you share the gospel with him, brother?
No, I'm going to just go
over the gospel with him.
Yeah. So the gospel to eternal life is faith in Jesus Christ. You got that right. So you got to put your faith in Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, his death, burial, resurrection. You have to put your faith, your trust in the scriptures, that it is the word of God, it is the record of his son. After you do that, Jesus' first ministry words was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So you have to repent. And a lot of times the churches don't teach full repentance. He's coming to separate a people for himself. So you have to repent to God. When you're willing to do that, he'll give you his Holy Spirit. So you'll be born from above, you'll be born again. And the fruit that you're born again, and I want you to test the fruit of these churches. I want you to get in the scriptures and test them. The fruit is aligning to the word of God, holiness and obedience.
Yeah, no, you're fine. He hasn't said anything else. You're fine. I asked him for a police officer to tell us we don't have First Amendment rights, and he pretty much backed down. I said, I think we do. We're peaceful. He backed right down. So we're good. You can walk right on the sidewalk up there until you pull this dark.
Yeah, it's consistency. It's the simplicity of the scriptures, but you have to do it every single day. And you have to be hated by the world every single day. You have to be separate from the world every single day. It's not locked up and secure. So yeah.
We like to ask people this. Ready? You're a young man. How old are you?
20.
20. He's like, what, 26?
Yeah, I'm 26.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we always ask people, have you lost your entire life for Jesus Christ?
I've run.
What's that?
I've run.
Okay, so I have a question. If you were to die today, and you're going to stand before him on Judgment Day, and he says, my son himself, he sent himself, died for you, shed my blood for you, I died and rose again for you, you knew this message, what were you holding on to? Don't have to answer right now. What were you holding on to instead of casting it all at his feet and saying, Father, forgive me, I want to follow you? Because here's the deal, ready? You got stuff in your hand.
Yeah.
You got two things in your hand. If those are both sins. If you throw one sin down at Jesus' feet and go, forgive me of this sin, you think he'll forgive you?
Yeah, I'm still holding on.
Yeah, what if you hold this sin and it's on you? Porn, drugs, lust, hate, false church, and you hold on to it. It's like an anchor taking you in the tempest sea, and it'll bury you. When you let go of the anchor, you can come up for life. You got to let go of all your sin. And as my young brother was saying, the churches, it's why we come here, the churches and the culture are set for the wrath of God. You know, God hates false religion more than he hates the guy in the gutter that doesn't claim anything. Why? Hypocrisy. We don't want you to be a hypocrite. So if you study, as brother said, study the word of God. We're here to help you. Our website for free. We don't take people's money. We support ourselves. But we travel all over the country and preach. It's a wake-up call. Judgment's coming to America. You think God's going to come back with a big peace, love, and hug, kumbaya? Go read the Bible. What's he coming back for, brother?
He's coming back in flaming fire to judge all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel.
Amen.
So he's coming back to wipe out Satan's kingdom and establish his kingdom.
Yeah.
So if you hold on to anything in Satan's kingdom, you're going to get wiped out with Satan's
kingdom. Amen, amen. Yeah. I'm going to go walk around and let you guys finish talking. It's good meeting you. Email us. We would love to encourage you. Bible study. We got men's. We know people that we gather with on a forum, and because we travel full time.
Yeah,
but we'd love to encourage you. Bible study. And guess what? Last point. You ever see eagles fly around? You ever see eagles hang around with pigeons, blackbirds, sparrows?
Never.
Who do eagles hang around with?
Eagles.
You want to be an eagle of God? You come fly with God's people that are holy and set apart. The church group, they're a bunch of crows and a bunch of pigeons that are going to hold you. You're only going to rise to their level. God says, come on up on high. Come to that marriage supper of the Lamb. You can tell them about that. We love you, neighbor.
Thank you.
That's awesome. We come here, a young man, talking to Brother Akuo. Walked right up to him and said, hey, what's this all about? And so that's why we come, to proclaim the truth and to show people that Christ made the narrow way. Isn't that awesome, Sister Amin? I made a video. You were talking to that lady. Young Brother Kuo is still talking to that young man. 20. He says, I go to church and I know it's sinful. And so we just went over the gospel with him. He's listening. We've been here 15 minutes, and already he's got a sheep right there. We just talked about maybe we got a sheep. The young man's listening, not pushing back. So pretty awesome.
That's nice.
Did that lady receive the gospel you were talking to? Fairly good?
The one of them did, yeah. I kind of pushed my way in there and was talking to him and asking and kind of drew her in.
Nice.
Yeah, she listened to it.
Good job. Awesome. That's awesome. Praise God. That's why we come out here.
Yeah.
Being meek, gentle, humble, kind to everybody. Yeah, false teachers, churchianity people get a rebuke. We get that. But just trying to be peaceful and go along with what God calls us to while still standing against this culture.
Yeah, I want to change a word that I said. I said I pushed in there. I pressed in.
Pressed in, yeah. Pressed in is different than pushing.
Yeah.
Pushing is physical. Pressing is spiritual.
Well, yeah.
Good job, sister.
I'm not a bully when it comes to it.
Good job. Praise God.
Yeah.